We're going to continue today's teleconference as we are now joined by two dirt aces in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. Chase Briscoe, driver of the number 21 Cooper Standard Ford for Brad Keselowski Racing, and Christopher Bell, driver of the number 4 Toyota Tundra for Kyle Busch Motorsports. We'll start with you, Christopher. You're fresh off your win at Kentucky, your third victory of the season. So how does it feel heading into Eldora as the only returning series regular that has visited Victory Lane at the half-mile dirt track?
It's great. Eldora is my favorite racetrack in the whole world. I grew up running a lot of laps there. I think over my dirt career here, I've ran more laps at Eldora than I have anywhere in the world. So to go back to Eldora, riding the momentum from Kentucky win in the Truck Series is going to be exciting. I think I've got as good a shot as anybody to win the race, and it's one of my favorite races of the year, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Great, thank you. And now we're going to kick it over to Chase, who's done early success during his rookie campaign with two runner-up finishes and 5 top tens in the first 10 races. Chase, you're a third-generation dirt racer from the neighboring state of Indiana. Take us through how it feels to return to your roots as you prepare to make your NASCAR Camping World Truck Series debut at Eldora.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, this is the one track I've been looking forward to more than any, so it's going to be nice to finally get to Eldora. I've been going there ever since I was little. Never got to actually race there. Just my dad never really wanted to take me there because it was always so dangerous in a sprint car, and we only had one motor growing up. So it was always tough, but never thought my first laps were going to be in a pickup truck, but I'm definitely excited. You know, Eldora for a dirt guy is, you know, Daytona and Indianapolis does. So it's definitely going to be an honor to run there finally.
Great. Now we will go to the media for questions.
Okay, our first question comes from Casey Campbell from Here Our City Journal. Please state your question.
Christopher, obviously you've won here before, and you have a dirt racing background. I talked to Johnny Sauter earlier. With the point standings as it is, do you see this as a track that you can rebound with your dirt experience?
Yes and no. The thing is about the points is that we really have two different point standings. You have the championship or the playoff standings, and then you have the regular season standings. So while Johnny Sauter is leading the regular season standings, I believe I'm leading the playoff standings. So our team has, after we won a race, our team has focused on the playoff standings more so than the regular season. And I feel like we've been doing an excellent job of capitalizing on the playoff points by winning as many races as we can, as well as trying to win stages. But whenever we go for stage points, we're very mindful to not put ourselves in a position where we lose overall race points. So as far as the regular season standings goes, I feel like this is a very good place for me to catch up on Johnny, because Johnny's not a dirt guy, and I am. So hopefully we can close the gap a little bit and then add to our championship standings as well.
And Chase, this is your first time at Eldora, and obviously you've been racing here before. What, in a race truck, it's a lot different than a modified. So give us your dirt background, and we'll give us your dirt background and the excitement of going to Eldora.
Yeah, my whole dirt background has been 410 non-link sprint cars and a couple of midget races here and there. But, I think, you know, just having dirt experience in anything is certainly going to help. I think just because you know what the track's doing, you can tell just by reading it. And you just know that feel that you need on dirt as far as side bite and forward bite goes. And, you know, just having sprint car background, obviously the truck's going to be a lot slower than the sprint car. And that always helps when you feel like you're in slow motion. But it's going to be a good race. Obviously, Bell's going to be one to beat. Rico's going to be good. But you got Bobby Pierce, and you're going to have guys, I think, like Chris Windham, who's a really good USAC sprint car driver. And I think there's going to be a couple guys that surprise you. So I feel like normally at Eldora, you see the dirt guys rise to the top. But also, you know, it seems like the normal truck guys pick it up pretty soon.
Thanks, guys.
Our next question comes from Matt Weaver with Auto Week. Please state your question.
Hey, Hey, guys. This is for both of you. Chase, if you can answer first, that would be awesome. You guys both have dirt backgrounds, so I'm curious if you think there should be maybe one more dirt race, maybe during the playoffs, just so you can have, you know, all tracks a part of this deal. So if so, and you do feel that way, which tracks would you want to see added first?
Heck yeah, I'd be all for it. I think, obviously, for me and Christopher, both, I feel like, you know, we don't have near as much pavement experience as a lot of these guys, so it's nice to finally go into a racetrack where we do have an advantage, and if we could do that in the playoffs, I certainly think it'd be awesome. But there's a lot of tracks, I think, that could host. Obviously, Knoxville would be one, I think, just from a seating standpoint, the track size standpoint would be good, and I think you could even go all the way to, you know, Charlotte Motor Speedway, just with it being right there real close. So there's tons of dirt tracks, I think, that would be out there. You'd throw Lawrenceburg into the mix as well. That would be really good. But, yeah, I'd be all for adding one to the playoffs, that's for sure.
So I'd say let's just go ahead and switch Homestead and Eldora. Let's race for a championship at Eldora. And then we can add another dirt track to fill Eldora's place at the beginning of the year.
Okay, our next question comes from Lee Spencer with MotorSupport.com. Please state your question.
Hi, this is Christopher. I'm trying to running in it for this week. What kind of advantage do you think you're going to have? The dirt get to Eldora Prep Race.
You're kind of cutting out there. I'm assuming, did you say the Kings Royal this week? The advantage I'm going to have because I'm running the Kings Royal? Okay, well, I'm just going to assume that's what you asked. The Kings Royal, I've been able to do that the last couple years before the truck race, and it's been a huge advantage for me. Because like Chase mentioned before, sprint cars are so fast, and then the trucks at Eldora are relatively slow. So quick time this weekend in the sprint cars is going to be in the 12-second bracket, and then whenever we go back in the truck, it's going to be in the 20-second bracket. So just clicking around there in a sprint car, getting laps in a sprint car, it won't really help as far as track conditions because the conditions will be totally different, but and the speed will be so relative whenever we go back to the truck series. I'll be able to hit my marks a little bit more precise because I'll be used to going so much faster.
Okay, our next question comes from Kyle Shaner with Daily Advocate. Please state your question.
Yes, Chase, you mentioned that your dad didn't want you racing on Eldora because it was so dangerous. What makes Eldora different from other dirt tracks?
Yeah, this Eldora in general is just so fast, and it seems like it's a self-cleaning racetrack where when guys do start flipping, it seems like you can't get out of their way. And like I said, it's just so fast, it's hard to slow down. And that was just one of the things my dad didn't really want me going and doing. I mean, if we had a different motor situation, we certainly would have did it, but with our situation, whenever we're running for points and USAC or anything, so we just kind of stayed away from it.
Okay, and our next question comes from Godwin Kelly with Daytona Beach News Journal. Please state your question.
Yes, for Christopher, because you've been in this race several times. Can you just talk about the atmosphere of this race and the energy, the electricity in the air that, you know, you might not see at every racetrack on the schedule?
Yeah, Eldora, it's a unique place, man, because it's one of those places you go to where the track's kind of down in a hole and all the fans are up around the racetrack. And so as well as the grandstands on the front straightaway, all the fans will fill the hillside with camping lawn chairs. So it has a unique, it's just an awesome place, man, because you can feel the energy and the excitement. Thankfully, I've been able to go to Eldora for several different events now, like the Four Crown. Chase actually spotted me for my Silver Crown win at the Four Crown a couple years ago. But No, the Four Crown, the King's Royal, the truck race, it all has just a special feel to it. There's so many people there camping. It's just an awesome place, man. And it's great to be able to race in front of such a great crowd, a large crowd. Anytime there's more people, it adds excitement for the race.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star 1. Okay, our next question comes from Holly Kane from NASCAR.com. Please state your question.
Thank you. You know, just listening to the teleconference, it's very interesting and very obvious. Both of you are loving this idea of Eldora, and maybe some of the veterans of the series are kind of a little bit more weary and have to kind of prepare for it. How aware are you two of the fact that this is kind of right up your alley?
I think we both are. Both of us know that this is a very good opportunity, especially for Chase, because he hasn't won a race and he's not locked into the playoffs. This is kind of it is a very good opportunity for him to get a win. And for me, it's a very good opportunity to add my 4th win of the season. And it's my favorite racetrack in the world, so I'm excited to go back.
Yeah, and just what I was saying earlier, you know, for me, this being my 2nd year really on pavement, everywhere I go is kind of a disadvantage, I feel like, just because I don't know what the track's doing or how it's changing, where when we go to the dirt track, I can see what the track's doing. I know, you know, what the feeling is going to be when the track's going away, where a lot of these guys that grew up running pavement, they don't know that. So for us, obviously, we're the highest guy right now without a win, but we really do want to win and just to secure our way in, and we feel like this is a really good place for it to happen.
Thank you both.
And that was the final question. I'd like to now turn the call back over to Hannah.
All right, Chase, Christopher, thank you again for joining us today, and good luck next week at Eldora. And thank you to all the media for also joining us. The 5th annual NASCAR Camp World Truck Series race at Eldora will air live on Fox Business Network Wednesday, July 19th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. A transcript of this teleconference along with audio files will be available later today on NASCARmedia.com.